Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Let's go. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Big show today because we're going to give away a car. Thanks to Hyundai.
That's crazy.
2024 Hyundai Kona. We're going to give away to a listener today. It's going to be wild. We also going to give away money. It's just going to be awesome. But let's just move. Let's get the show going. Faster we can get there, faster somebody gets a car. Eddie is our video producer. He runs all the cameras here in the studio. Eddie, you're up first. Say something to us.
All right. Guys, I got to run this by you real quick. Did my son cheat? That's the question. All right. So we take him to these lessons to coach Mike, right? He teaches like five kids at a time.
In what sport?
Basketball. And they do an hour lesson. And at the end of the lesson, he gives every kid a chance to shoot a half court shot for $5. It's kind of to practice the buzzer beater situation. So they go behind the half-court line, they shoot the ball, and if you make it, $5 in cash. Well, my son, he goes up there, first shot, boom, nothing but net, makes it. He gets $5 in cash.
Wow.
And then when we get home, his little brother goes, yeah, I don't know if that one counted because he used a junior ball. And I said, is that true? Like, did you change balls? He's like, well, I found a ball that was there, happened to be smaller, and I shot it. And I said, was that the ball you were using in practice the whole time? He's like, no, I use a regular size ball. So did he cheat by using a smaller ball than he normally uses to shoot the $5 shot?
Did the coach watch him shoot the ball?
Yeah.
No, he didn't cheat.
I don't think the coach realized that it was a smaller size ball.
It's on the coach.
That's right. Did the coach specify what ball you had to use?
No, he did not.
Rest our case. There you go. $5, he's good.
Amy?
I mean, I think that he knew. It's like, do you want to use this as a learning lesson for Boom. Your kid?
Or do you want to have five or extra bucks?
Does he see how this works?
He made a half court. I don't care how big the ball is.
It's hard. It's a little easier. To him, it made his confidence level go higher if he used a smaller ball.
But then is this what he starts to just do?
Hopefully. Make more shots.
Okay.
Right. I say he didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie. I met him when he was a delivery driver at Jason's Deli, and he was 1 year away from graduating college, and still today he's about that. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Listen, I love presents more than anyone. I love this time of year. People send us gifts, and I mean, there was a record label that was nice enough to send us these nice, soft hoodie sweatshirts. But here's the problem.
What were they?
They're nice.
I don't have one.
Oh, you got one.
Oh, I did?
It's in there.
What's it say on it?
Whatever the record label was.
Curb Records.
Oh,
that's cool.
And it's a sweet sweatshirt. Here's the only problem. They didn't ask our size. The thing's like a dress on me. So it's like you spend all this money to get me a nice sweatshirt. You send it out to people. You think you'd email and be like, hey, what size do you guys want? Because now you can't wear it.
They probably looked at your picture.
No, it's like down to my knees. It's literally
Or they heard your voice.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Like they
did they send everybody an extra large?
I think so, because I got an extra large.
Yeah, it's just universal.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But you can still wear an extra large, right?
No, it's down to my knees.
Oversize is in.
Yeah, if you're going to send people gifts, Like, why waste all that money if you're not even going to ask their size?
Well, then I think you should write a letter to your congressman.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they wasted money on
but
these.
But it's not your money. Who cares?
Okay. So, well, I won't ever be able to wear it now.
If you look at Bieber pictures, man, he wears his clothes real
huge.
Loose.
Yeah,
huge.
You can do that.
You're the closest thing to Bieber we have on this show.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm just saying. Thanks for the gift, but next time, ask my son.
All right, Amy, you're out. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am waiting to hear back from the rental car company. I don't know what's going to happen, but I rented a car, and the seatbelt quit working the last, like, 2 hours of the drive. We stopped to get gas. And then it wouldn't go back in, the clicker, like the part that like presses down wouldn't click back up. So it was just stuck down. And it's 10 o'clock at night. So what do we do? It's a rental. Where do we go? 2 hours from Nashville.
Was the car recognizing that it was?
Yeah. So it was going ding.
Oh,
ding,
the whole time.
Ding.
Oh, boy.
Ding.
I'd have driven that into a tree.
Well.
Well, I did, he said.
No, but we just buckled up the seatbelt as if it was buckled in, but had to hold it in. So for 2 hours, we took turns holding it.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's terrible.
And that way it wouldn't sound, but then also was praying the whole time that we wouldn't get into an accident, because if that's the case, that seatbelt didn't work.
Yeah.
But what were we going to do? Pull over and what? I don't even know.
Nothing. You should get your money back.
Yeah, you should own that
100%.
Place.
Okay.
If you're a Lunchbox, you'd sue them and it'd be called Lunchbox Rental.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. I have sent an email. And I guess I assume I'd be getting my money back, right?
I don't think it's money back
worthy. Oh, something.
Something, but I don't think it's money back worthy.
Money back?
What? I think so,
Amy. I risked my life for 2 hours.
And Eddie, your son cheated. Okay. You didn't risk your life for 2 hours.
I had no choice.
You didn't risk your life, though.
You did.
Mm. It's risky, dude.
Every time you drive without a seatbelt, you're risking your life.
Hey, my arm is sore.
Now we're talking.
All that.
You get like a Subway gift card because of tuna. That's about it. All right. And now finally, Ray, do you have one for me?
Yep.
Go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's been rocking a black hat. It's the same color as his tat, Bobby Bones.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I was reading about this crossroads that CMT's doing, and they've had some really cool ones over the years. They've had Keith Urban and John Mayer. They've had this artist from not country, this artist in country. They do them constantly. And so there's one, and I wanted to just say this before I give my idea, but it's Chris Jansen, who has Buy Me a Boat.
Well, he can buy me a boat.
And Bret Michaels from Poison. And I think that's a pretty interesting one.
That's cool.
Right? What if the Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler did one?
Oh, that's
fun.
Oh
my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
What if that's the goal? What is the goal for next year?
And so, like, you play some of the one artist songs, and then the other artist plays their songs, and then they do one collab or what?
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Black Crowes and Darius Rucker. Hozier and Maren Morris, For King and Country and Jimmy Allen. Oh, I bet they're regretting that one. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler.
That'd be amazing.
Hobby Lobby Bobby.
To launch Lady Land.
Launch Lady Land.
Launch Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe.
That'd be good.
Let's pitch it. There's no way they'd ever let us.
Probably not, but like, that sounds cool.
Shawn Mendes and Zach Brown Band, Megan Trainor and Brett Eldridge.
Oh, wow.
And The Raging Idiots and Adam Sandler.
Come on. You know people. Can you, hey, like one of those emails like Amy? Send a letter out?
Send a letter.
I'd rather.
You mean like I did to the rental car place?
Yeah.
Can you write one of those for me that where you lie a little bit?
I didn't lie.
Oh,
I did not lie.
All right. That's my, putting that on my dream board. What do they call that?
A vision board.
Vision board.
For 2024.
Yeah, vision board.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Let's get the show started. We're giving away a car later today. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and have lived together for almost a year. I love him very much. He's a hard worker, but he's not very serious about life and still has a bunch of childish habits. I'm moving forward in my career and have had one job. Focus. He's had 3 different jobs since we moved in together. I'm thinking about our future. He's spending his time playing video games. I feel like I only have a couple choices. Accept that this is the way he is or break up with him.
Yeah.
Am I missing something? Sign, dating a man child. You have nailed it.
What nailed what?
That her 2 choices.
Her 2 choices are this is him.
Yeah.
This will always be him. Or this is still him. You're just not going to be with him.
I guess there is that. middle, he could change.
You could just get pregnant. That solves a lot of problems.
Does it?
He's joking.
So I've heard.
I don't know, Bones.
You're not going to change him.
Right. You can't change him, but
you could create some slight alterations.
Yeah. But ultimately,
you could communicate that.
He's going to have to do it, and that's going to take time.
But it's like loaning somebody money. You can't have the expectation that he's going to change.
But guys, is he sweet? Does he have a good heart?
Right.
There are different roles in marriages. She's the one that has the good jobs. He's the one that probably is going to stay home. Plays the video games.
That's a role in a marriage.
Cheers her up. I mean, makes her laugh, makes her smile, makes life fun.
But you also don't know that.
But I'm saying, like, just because
she's not attracted to that.
No, she didn't say that.
If you're even considering that you might have to break up with him.
To the video games, yes.
She doesn't like that he plays video games and a little lazy. But that's his personality.
Morgan, what if this was a dude you were dating? And that's all he did all day. He had a job, but he kept changing jobs, but was a big video gamer.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I mean, it shows non-commitment is what it's showing me. Like, he can't commit to one thing, so why would he commit to me?
Well, he's committed to video games.
Yeah, committed.
But that's not like something you commit to as far as a career to build a life with somebody.
Whatever he's doing now, he's going to do to you. If you're okay with that, then great.
It's a good way of putting it.
But if your dude ain't got no job, that ain't a good sign. That's all I'm saying. Especially if what he's doing is...
Oh, man.
What?
Always so mean to these guys. I just don't understand. Like, what?
I don't know him. I'm not mean to him.
She obviously loves him and is attracted to him, or else they wouldn't have been together for so long. So this is how he was.
But they've only lived together for a year. So I think it's just now gotten to her.
She's looking for an out. She's scared.
Okay, then take it.
And get out.
Run.
Don't blame him. Blame yourself.
Run from the hills.
Sometimes I wish the mailbag, but it'd be hard to like make this happen. But we just had both sides, you know?
Yeah, we don't, though.
We don't. And that's showbiz, baby. Yeah. All right, there you go. Break up with him. There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Is it cool for someone to tell their spouse a secret that you told them and said, don't tell anybody? Because most people in a marriage tell their spouse everything.
Correct.
So the question is, are you the spouse that tells your person everything, even though it's a secret, or do you also keep the secret from your spouse if it's not about them?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
No.
Yeah, it's really easy.
When I was married, he didn't tell me things that,
but he was military.
Yeah, that's government classified.
You'd have been on the air and been like, Beijing, we're coming. Or you'd been like, oh, call it off.
No, not even work-wise. Like, if his...
An invasion?
Yeah.
If his best friends, like, he would be like, oh, well, he would just say, well, you know, that part's between me and Kevin or whatever he would say. And
What a great cover.
I would respect that.
That's between me and Kevin? Well, because
if he
tells Kevin secrets, he tells yours.
Yeah.
But we were all, or like, and my sister's married to his best friend. It's sort of like, you know, he tried to respect that because then we're all close and that would have been weird.
Lunchbox?
There ain't no chance. Someone comes to me and says, hey, keep this secret. I ain't telling my wife.
Okay. Yeah, that's how Ben was.
No chance. And she doesn't think that...
She would respect that. She'd be like, hey, you're loyal. Like, that's good. Okay. Someone can trust you.
Yeah.
Let's take the spouse out of it. If you tell somebody a secret, they should never trust you because you just told somebody else a secret. Why should they tell you theirs? You're just going to tell theirs.
That's right.
You're not understanding.
I know. I hear it. It's not the spouse, but go ahead, Eddie.
You're one. You and your spouse are one person. Okay. Like, whoever tells you something should automatically think that you're going to tell your spouse. 100%.
Oh, so that should be in. Like, I'm going to tell you the secret. Yes. Don't tell anybody. Parentheses, but your spouse.
Exactly. But
then you got to trust if the spouse has got them.
No, see, you can't. That's too many loose lips.
But then you tell your spouse, hey, this is between us. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, right. But then people talk, man. The less people that know, the less chance it gets out.
That loose lips sink ships.
Yeah.
Has Caitlin told you what I told her?
Oh.
No, and I don't think it's... I think if I really were like, I really need to know something. I don't know what that means. That's very vague.
Well, I was just seeing what your face did.
Oh, no. She won't, but I don't even want to know.
Okay, yeah, good. She didn't then.
We'll give him a hint because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
He did. He doesn't
Beijing.
Know.
We're coming.
He doesn't know. I could tell.
I don't... Yeah, no. I don't know anything. I don't... I also don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm good with that, too.
The lesser I'm involved in stuff, the more I got... more drama I got to deal with. Yeah, I don't know that the only thing, she'll tell me something sometimes that has nothing to do with you guys, like a secret of hers, and she'll be like, you can't tell anybody. And I'll go, can I please tell Eddie?
Because
y'all are one.
Yeah, we're one.
Boom.
I mean, I'll say that.
But then, Eddie goes and tells his wife. Well, what Eddie tells his wife everything.
Right.
True.
But my wife's not telling anyone.
Crap.
Okay.
It's one person.
Who's she won with?
Crap. I don't know.
Okay.
Caitlin.
Right.
Crap.
And it makes it back.
In a new poll, 10% of people say it's always acceptable to tell your spouse other people's secrets.
It's not always. Always is not.
But 10%. It's only 10%.
Amy, now
exactly.
It's never.
10%. You're in the minority. Like
another 29% say it's usually fine.
Oh.
20% say it's never acceptable.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know that it's never. But
never.
I don't like.
And it's pretty much the same men and women.
Definitive words.
Amy, do you tell him stuff now, even though you're divorced?
No.
What if he's like, I'm dying to hear a secret?
No, he wouldn't.
Who says that?
That's it. Yeah. I'm dying to know a secret.
No,
you don't tell him?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're not big secret house.
What do you mean?
She didn't tell me. I don't. She doesn't.
Y'all are one, but you're not one.
No, it's just like I don't care enough about people's secrets to even have an interest in secrets.
I know,
I'm not supposed
also,
to know I'm good. I'm all good. I don't like gossip.
But if she tells you, she tells you.
But she
but
also,
I also think she's not tell him.
Yeah, she's probably also not going to tell me. And she also doesn't like gossip, at least not to me. Because I'm just like, that's stupid. Why would I waste my time worried about that?
I get that.
Yeah. You like a little gossip, though.
I don't. I don't like gossip, but I mean, I'm all ears.
I'll take gossip. Yeah, I'm open.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm open.
You open for business?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When a bride in California faced the sudden cancellation of her wedding, well, she was upset, but it was so close to the end. She'd already paid for a reception that was about $15,000. So she's like, just donate it to the local nonprofit. So there's one called Parents Helping Parents. It's a San Jose-based organization that offers support to families with children who have disabilities. And so that's what happened. All of this turned into a party for them, the people in the organization. They brought a guest. It was dinner, dessert, a DJ booth, a phone booth, fireworks display.
That's amazing.
She donated it all. They didn't say why they got canceled the wedding.
You can use your imagination, I guess.
Yeah, they broke up.
Or, I don't know, whatever.
Who knows, yeah.
Somebody could have died, sure.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I said, you know what?
Yeah. They broke up?
We heard you.
Yeah.
The party provided a unique and memorable experience, according to the story, for attendees with families and children who never get to do such things because of their disabilities.
Love it.
I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty cool idea.
Hate it for her. Love how she handled it.
Yeah, it's great. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the championship. Elder versus Millennial, trivia game, Eddie the oldest versus Morgan the youngest. Let's do the intros first. Here we go. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic.
Yeah.
His personality is friendly and perky. We want to send him to get a hair transplant all the way to Turkey. Producer Eddie!
Yeah! Yeah!
Let's go!
His opponent, she runs all of our digital. Barely more than 5 feet, she did not grow. And she won the best driver competition on the show. It's Morgan Number Two.
Oh, woo-hoo.
We'll have a champion today. Eddie.
Come on.
Morgan will know these answers. I'm asking you the questions. Rupert Grint plays what character in the Harry Potter movies?
Rupert is the redhead.
Rupert Grint plays what character in the Harry Potter movies?
Harry. Charles. Hermione. Gosh, I don't know. I guess his name's Charles.
Incorrect. Morgan to steal?
His name is Ron.
That's correct. Ron
Weasley.
That's correct. Eddie, which artist released the hit song Hot and Cold in 2008? And it's known for its catchy chorus and playful lyrics.
We have a clip?
It does not say clip, so I don't think we have a clip. Hot and Cold.
Hot and Cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold. I've never heard that song in my life. But I'm going to guess, what, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Hot and Cold. Let's go with Rihanna.
Incorrect. Morgan?
You're hot, then you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You ever heard this song?
Is that the...
I'm pretty positive it's Katy Perry.
Correct. Eddie, you're 0 for 2, bub.
Not good.
What network did Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiere on in 2007? What network?
E.
Correct. 1 point for Eddie.
Let's go. We're on the board.
Morgan, I'm going to ask these questions to you, and Eddie will know the answer. Probably a little older than you, but let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Morgan, which 90s TV show featured Mulder and Scully?
90s TV show Mulder and Scully.
Which 90s TV show featured the characters Mulder and Scully?
I mean, those sound like characters versus like animated. 90s TV show. Dang. Yeah. Mulder. Cheers.
Incorrect. Eddie does not look confident.
I'm not 100%.
Mulder and Scully, what do you have?
I'm thinking Rugrats.
Incorrect.
Yes!
X-Files.
Wow. Oh. Never saw that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I don't even think I've heard those names.
Morgan's up 2-1. Here we go. Next question. Morgan, which martial artist and actor starred in action films like Bloodsport and Kickboxer?
Oh, dang. I got really excited. It was going to be like one of the ones I knew, and I don't know either one of those movies. Kickboxer, and he was a martial artist. The only actor that I know that was also a martial artist was Jackie Chan. I'm going Jackie Chan.
Incorrect. Eddie, you need this to steal.
I thought she was saying it when she goes, ah, dang. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Correct.
Never heard that name in my life. Never.
We're tied up.
Let's go!
Final question. Morgan, woo! What popular video game known for its catchy theme song involves shooting aliens attacking the Earth? In the game, you have to prevent aliens from reaching the bottom of the screen. Here is the music.
The music's supposed to help.
That's music?
Okay, it's Alien Ships, though.
What popular video game known for its catchy theme song involves shooting aliens attacking the Earth? In the game, you have to prevent the aliens from reaching the bottom of the screen.
I mean, I've played a lot of arcade games, and I know I've played this game before. I feel like it's the one that my mom loves, and that would be Galaga. But I can't remember if it's a spaceship or not. I know they're shooting up at things. Dang, I don't want to respond.
Need an answer?
Galaga.
Incorrect. Eddie for the win.
Man, I thought it was Galaga, but I'm going Space Invaders.
The answer is Space Invaders.
Let's go! Yes! Yes! This is for all the elders out there that think you're too old. Wow. We're not old.
Wow.
We're knowledgeable.
Wow.
We're
wise.
Smart. We're wise.
Yes. Wow.
We know
wise.
So many things.
Well, Eddie, you're the champion.
Man, was I... Don't call it a comeback. I was coming from behind on that one, right?
Well, you were behind because the opportunity was different.
Hey, don't call it a comeback.
Okay. Eddie is the winner. Eddie.
Let's go. Well,
Lauren will be your next competitor.
Oof. I've never played her before.
Well, nobody's ever played but you two, so yeah.
Huh. I wonder how smart she is.
I don't know. She's younger a little bit.
That'll be a 5-0 sweep.
Okay. What, me?
Eddie, yeah, you're the champion. Nice
job,
buddy.
All right. Thank you, man. Thank you. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, from the bottom of Bobby's heart.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In studio, the Yuletide Carolers featuring our very own Abby. What up, Abby?
Woo!
In your old school. What year, what period piece is that dress, you think?
What, like 1800? What is it?
Victorian.
Yeah.
Dickensian.
You have a hand warmer, like a Victorian hand warmer.
What do you call this? This is the pinstripe.
That is rust stripe.
Okay, rust stripe.
Rust stripe. Yeah, well, yep. You guys look great. It's good to see everybody.
Woo!
Thanks and for having us.
So how many Yuletides have you guys sang this year so far? Any? Many?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just over in Franklin on both days for the Dickens of a Christmas. And so I think we've done about 10 or 12 gigs so far.
Do you rent the costumes or do you buy them?
We own them.
Oh, come on.
Our company owns them.
Yeah. And the Yuletide Carolers, can people still hire you guys?
Yes, although we're pretty booked up.
Oh, classic. Classic hot girl. Like, I can't go out with you. I got too many dates.
It's so popular.
But even for next year, they're the Yuletide Carolers. They're in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Colorado, Nashville. They sing at all these events. I've hired them to sing at my house before.
Yep.
Abby met them because we went up to them at a party.
No, John came up to me. I did not. Let's establish this right now. I was at the Christmas party, and he came out and asked if I wanted to come up and sing a few songs.
What do you remember, Lunchbox? Right?
I remember Abby going up there and going, hey, can I sing one in there? Yeah, and then she stood on the side awkwardly as they're all dressed up in their costume.
That's not true.
And then Abby was there in her regular clothes singing, and it was like, everybody was going, why is Abby up there?
I did feel a little awkward because I wasn't dressed up like them.
What do you remember, John, about it?
I remember that that I started recruiting Abby and had to beg her to join us.
Nice.
Wow. So
no, I love it. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You know what his job is? Salesman.
Okay. The Yuletide Carolers are here. You can follow them at the Yuletide Carolers on Instagram, or these folks here, even better, the Yuletide Carolers Nashville, the specific ones. So let's do, we got a big day today. It's almost Christmas time. How about, I don't know, you guys tell me, what do you want to do first?
A holy night.
And Abby, what's your role?
Alto.
Silence.
So like, that's mean. So it's
perfection.
Like Julia Soprano. I'm it's alto.
Soprano's high, right?
Yes, the highest one.
Yeah.
I'm below her, and then James.
And you are
tenor.
Tenor, yeah.
And then John.
I'm the second soprano.
The bass.
The bass.
Yes, I'm the bass.
The lowest one.
All right, are you guys ready to give us? We're gonna do A Holy Night.
We're ready.
Absolutely.
Here they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Take it away.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt knows its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, on night divine, on night when Christ was born.
Good. Holy crap.
No, holy night.
Yeah. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy night. Oh, holy crap.
They sound like an organ.
Yeah.
You know, with like a pipe organ with like the bass. And the, oh, it's so good.
That's nice.
Thank you. Dang. Thank you. You guys follow them at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. I mean, I could talk or I could actually. You guys want to do another song? Can you do another song?
Yeah.
For those listening, this is our own, our very own precious, lovely Abby, who is in the group, and she is an alto.
No, she's the nasal.
She's amazing.
We're blown
away.
The nasal?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Anyway, keeping on with the Christmas spirit, what would you guys like to do next?
A little Let It Snow.
Oh, I love this song.
Good one.
All right, here we go.
Let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since you've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show a single sign of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, ooh, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow, let it snow, let it fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la 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 la, let it snow.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I got Christmas shoved right in my butt. It's awesome. It's amazing. Dang.
They are really good.
Yeah.
Like, very good.
And so are you.
I hope I'm blending. I know. But I hope I'm blending okay with him because
no,
they're amazing.
Sound perfect.
Abby, have you done many shows?
Not too many this year. Nope. And then the one in Franklin got canceled because of the tornado warnings.
Oh, really?
So right when I got there.
So are you going to do any more? Are you going to do any from here on?
As many as we can get or two.
Yes.
Pretty stacked.
Oh yeah, very stacked.
That's what I'm talking about.
The calendar's booked.
They're obviously stacked, and they don't have Abby in most of them. Is what they're saying, because he said we've done a lot, and Abby's only done a little. So it tells
you they've been gone.
She's just too busy, and she tells us no.
She's too cool for us.
not sure. I am busy, but
You'll do some shows.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Yuletide Carolers. You guys could follow them at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. How about one more? Let's get one more.
Yeah.
Why don't we do one where Abby's the lead?
I don't know what songs they do, bro.
Well,
this one I kind of am. I mean,
I'm just saying, like, it seems like Abby is just doing, no. Like,
okay, then
so
you
we don't
do
hear
it.
Her.
Why don't we do one with you?
Yeah. I can't sing.
I bet you could.
You know, yeah,
I don't claim to sing, but I mean, I can sing just as good as Abby.
Abby was telling us you sing.
She said you're one of the best singers she's heard.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's great.
Would you sing Deck the Halls with us?
Yeah, you got the words?
All right. Well,
I'll pull them up on my computer. Hold
what
on.
Do you mean the words?
You know the words.
Deck
it's la-la-la-la-la.
Balls of Holly. La-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hold on.
He had a role in a musical. It was called Bad Out of Hell. It's about Meatloaf. And they cut any lines he had.
That's all right.
He ended up just being...
He flew all the way out
an
there.
An extra.
He was the bat?
He was nothing.
It's not funny, guys.
He was hell.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
But you don't know what you're doing yet.
Yeah, I'm doing deck the halls.
Can I just teach you a couple lines of the tenor part? Because we're looking for another tenor.
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Deck the halls
with... Wait, why are you doing that?
Well, because that's what he did.
Do what he's doing.
Do what he's doing.
Okay, do it again.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Is that right?
Okay. Not quite.
Let's keep going. Fa la 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 la.
Fa la 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 la.
Let him finish, Lunchbox. You didn't hear
it. I thought he was done. He paused.
You know what? Maybe we should just all sing together. The four of us and Lunchbox on Deck the Halls.
Join in.
All right, whenever you're ready, guys.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Trow the ancient yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la. See the blazing yule before us. Fa la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus.
Fa la 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 la. He's not singing.
When's Lunchbox coming in?
You can go in now anytime you want.
Okay, I'll come in now.
Let's just do Deck the Halls again.
Let's do the first verse again.
Come on.
Yeah, from the top.
Ready? From the top.
One, two, three.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
What a talent.
For this all these years.
That's pretty good. Bad. Now solo, go.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
Wow.
You're better with
Dang.
It.
I think you could fit in one of these costumes.
Probably not.
Hey, turn your mic off, baby. Pretty good.
I'm pretty busy this weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I got things going.
All right. Well, listen, we always love when you guys come by every year. It's tradition at this point. You guys at the Yuletide Carolers Nashville. And next year, if it's like October and you want to book them, you better get on it early because like...
In July, actually.
Oh.
Wow.
So if I wanted you guys to come sing Christmas carols in May, would you guys come?
Yes.
Sure would.
That's hilarious.
Do y'all do a lot of business like in Christmas and July because people do that?
Yes, some. And then some non-seasonal type work as well.
Do you sing songs that aren't Christmas?
We do.
Like weddings.
Oh, man.
Do you wear the same thing?
Private parties. No.
Well, you wear like dinosaur costumes?
Dinosaur costumes.
Doing like a,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be right. Awesome.
Aliens.
Yeah.
That'd be
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. Now we're talking. Okay. Yuletide Carolers, congratulations, Abby. You sounded great again.
Thank you.
And hey, get out there and sing your butt off.
Let's go.
Lunchbox, you did good too, buddy. Everybody did good. It's Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. All right. There they are, the Yuletide Carolers. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Happy Hanukkah. We wish you a Happy Kwanzaa from the Bobby Bones Show.
It's a voicemail about a spoiler that somebody on the show supposedly gave. That person's Amy.
Wow, what?
Oh, say, you may defend this.
Wow.
You may defend this. Here we go.
Spoiler alert. Amy just spoiled Bad Surgeon. That just came out. I'm literally in the middle of it. And now I know everything that happened. Bummer.
No, that's not everything. That's definitely not everything.
Well, you're not going to say everything because you don't remember everything.
Also, this has been in the news before.
It has? You
we almost watched it last night.
Yeah, I did.
We had it up. We were like, Bad Surgeon. And I was like, I kind of heard the whole thing from Amy.
And you didn't hear
the same way?
You didn't hear the whole thing from me. Wait, what did I give away?
We ain't going to repeat it.
You might say it.
I'm not going to repeat it either. But if I did, I'm very sorry.
I don't know for sure that you did, but just based on your past record.
I want to say things out loud to see if that's what I gave away, but then I might be giving it away again.
Something else. Yeah.
So, y'all, either way, it's still good and fascinating and crazy and wild.
On Netflix.
Yeah, watch it.
I don't even know if he's good or bad. That's how unspoiled I am of it. Ray, give me number three.
Hey, this is pretty random, but I just heard an ad from Ray, and it was a betting ad. And I remember a while back, Ray was supposed to get like a $50,000 bet that he had won or something like that. And I was just wondering, had y'all updated about that? Did he ever get it? Did I just miss it? Thanks. Love the show.
It'll always be a mystery. Because Ray never got his money, but I don't even know if he actually bet it.
Yeah, I mean, I did, and I have not got the money. So, yes, it is a mystery still.
Why do you think you've not gotten it?
Well, the website, honestly, it kind of blackballed me. I don't even know if my login works anymore.
That's like this is back in the day, like an offshore account.
Yeah, we're talking over 4 years ago. So
it's way more than that. Way more than that.
Yeah.
Like it was 7, right?
It was Trump's full term, and that ended, and they still didn't pay me. So, it's been 6-7 years.
And how much money?
$50,000.
And you're not gonna, you're just going to go with the login doesn't work?
Oh, man. I hit send me a new password. They never send me the email.
$50,000?
Well, they just don't have a brick and mortar. I mean, you really got to go to the country, and it's in Costa Rica.
I'd go for $50,000.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly their address.
Yeah, and when you show up in Costa Rica for your money, you ain't coming back.
Right.
That's a good point.
I don't think Ray ever bet it.
I don't think so either.
Okay. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I have the top 5 most mispronounced words or names of 2023 in no particular order.
Shenandoah.
No, not so much
pretty good.
This year.
Okay.
But yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, Travis Kelce, someone that's
Kelce.
Majorly, hit the headlines this year. And he said that both ways of saying his name are correct. Kelce or Kelce.
No. I've never heard Kelce.
K-E-L-C-E.
Yeah, okay. Well, mine's Bones or Bonez. Pick. But really, it's Bones.
Right, what else? His last name can be said two ways. Both are correct, according to Travis.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay, SZA.
The singer? The artist? Yeah, S-Z-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's S-Z-A, and so a lot of people just didn't know how to say it. Luckily, my 16-year-old daughter kept me in the know, and I know that it's SZA.
Yeah, but we listen to a lot of SZA, not by my choice.
So it's not S-Z-A.
It's S-Z-A.
but you don't pronounce it
that way. Oh, no, it's SZA. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that for a little bit. I learned wrong.
Well, they're all capitals, too. How are you supposed to not
know? Right,
yeah.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so the guy that is in Oppenheimer, it looks like his name is Cillian Murphy.
Cillian.
Because it's C-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Is it not Cillian?
No.
What is it?
Killian.
Sounds,
so the C is a K.
That sounds dangerous and intimidating.
Or Killian.
I think I would change it to Killian.
Killian.
It's
a K-K-K, not a S.
Okay, all right.
And then Saturn's 6th moon.
Oh, yeah, Canabinos.
In the news.
What a difference.
Oh, that's a 7. Sorry. Sorry.
It looks like Ian, like C-E-L-A, so.
This is something people Googled the most pronounced.
Yeah, what in the world?
Scientists.
Yes. What one person Googled Saturn's 6th moon?
Probably
people
me.
People didn't know.
But okay. No one knows what it is.
It made the news.
What's the name of it?
Enceladus. Yeah. Enceladus. Okay. Like enchiladas, but.
Oh, that's cool. I'll remember that.
Enceladus.
And then last one, speaking of Mexican,
what?
There's a volcano.
Better be in Mexico and not dead Eddie scene. Okay, good.
That threatened to erupt this year, and many people didn't know how to say it. I assume this is also people on the news. They're trying to report about it, and they're like, blah, blah, blah. They don't know what they're saying. But that is Popocatépetl.
You can't even say it.
Nailed it.
What is it again?
Popocatépetl. Popocatépetl.
No chance.
That
no chance,
accent, right. Though, is not Spanish.
Popocatépetl. No.
Yeah, not. I would just, Travis Kelce. That's what I learned. All right, what else?
Okay, but there's going to be a spice of the year for 2024.
Cinnamon.
Nope.
Nutmeg.
Nope. But I didn't know they named flavors of the year, but McCormick said they spent 9 months researching cuisines all around the world with a specific aim of finding which
spices. I can't think of any other spices.
Are trending.
A lot of them. I know, but I can think of two. That's the two. And all I could think of one until you said nutmeg.
Pepper.
Salt. I got another one. Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Pepetuma.
Sassafras.
It's either tamarind or tamarind, but that it's a Mexican flavor, Eddie. It's
tamarindo.
Very popular in Mexico.
Tamarindo.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, tamarind. Oh.
He just said it.
I know, but I'm saying it
that
way.
I think the English way of saying it is tamarind, yeah. But it's tamarindo, yeah. Okay.
So, that apparently is going to be very popular in cooking in 2024. Okay. So, go ahead and grab it for your spice rack.
A lot of Mexican in this pile. I like it.
Brought to you by Mexico. We don't chop off heads anymore. Come on down.
So Dolly Parton bought a building downtown Nashville, and she's going to turn it into a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an 11-story building, about 2,300 square feet, and
it's going to be like a boutique
230,000 square feet. Excuse me.
Big difference.
$75 million. And she said that she believes in the future of Nashville, and she thinks this is a great investment.
Yeah. I believe in that too.
Golly. All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, so in Tampa, Florida, there's a 15-year-old. Her name is Avery Ranieri, and she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. And so she's doing something special for kids that are in the hospital. And she knows what it's like for kids to be in the hospital because her brother had a kidney transplant and her mother was the donor. Wow. So she's been around hospitals. So what she's created are these friendship bracelet making kits. And patients can use it to like for entertainment. Like, yeah, because yeah. If you go to a Taylor concert or you went to her Eras tour, they were exchanging and swapping friendship bracelets with different fans and whatnot. And they're so cute. So that's the idea that she's taking to the hospitals.
That's awesome.
So they get to make the bracelets, which is entertainment. But then they get to swap beads. Like, even nurses are in on it, too. So it's just something really special.
What are you... out there, we're getting the bracelets. Do not put your number and give it to Dustin Lynch. He will not return your
call.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was awkward.
So she calls this Banded Together.
Yeah.
And shout out to Avery.
That's a great story.
Because, again, she's only 15 years old. And shout out to Taylor Swift for inspiring her.
That's how Travis, like...
Supposedly.
Okay. So Travis
don't believe everything
Kelsey
you read
made
either,
a
though.
Bracelet for Taylor.
That's what he
but
said.
But he couldn't get backstage, and then it made the news, and then all of a sudden they're the happiest couple in the world.
That's like, pretty cool.
No,
that's
humbug,
buddy. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.